walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark for all the play-by-play action. Here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From Lee Comp Park in beautiful and sunny Bradenton, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's the fourth game of a six-game series between the Jays and the Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Bradenton. It's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you could join us on your Friday night. We've made it to the weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, and it feels like summer here in Florida. Game time temperature supposed to be right around 90 degrees once again tonight. Bright sunshine overhead. Blue Jays come into this one at 20-22 so far this season. They've dropped each of the last two games here to Bradenton after climbing back to 500 with a win on Tuesday night. Bradenton on the other side of things is 19-23. They're 10 games out of first place behind first place Clearwater. Blue Jays are 9 games back. Let's dive into how we got here last night. The win for Bradenton, 6-3, the final score there. And the Marauders wasted no time. They got on the board early, scoring 3 runs on 3 hits against Blue Jays starter Grant Rogers. But then after that, Grant settled in very nicely. His next 4 innings to finish his outing, all scoreless. Just 1 hit, and he struck out 5. On the other side of the scorebook, the Blue Jays responded to that 3-run rally with some early runs of their own, as Manny Beltre stole home in the second on a double steal. Victor Arias swiped second base to allow Manny to score from third. And then in the third inning, with Tucker Tolman on second base, Christian Feliz came to the plate, crushed his 8th homer of the year, but this one was a little bit different.
Reed sets at the belt and fires home. And Feliz crushes it deep to center. Polanco moving back at the wall. He reaches up and can't make the catch. It's off the fence. Tolman scores with ease. Feliz motoring into third. He's going to get the wave around. The relay throw is not made. It's an inside the park home run for the big fella, Christian Feliz.
How about an inside the park homer for Christian? First by a Blue Jay this year. Feliz with those 8 homers, good for second in the Florida State League. And that was pretty much the last highlight for the Blue Jays last night. Bradenton would score 2 times in the 6th, 1 unearned run, and then they tallied another unearned run in the 8th. Blue Jays' defense this week has not been great. They've had 3 errors in those back-to-back losses each game, 3 last night, 3 on Wednesday night, and they also had 1 back on Tuesday. So that's one thing that they'll look to shore up here tonight as they play defense behind Fernando Perez, the Blue Jays' number 24 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Coming off a 5 2/3 inning outing against Jupiter, he allowed 3 earned runs, striking out just 4 while walking 2. Fernando with a 4.04 ERA and 7 games started. He's thrown 35 2/3 innings, really known for his good command. Throws a fastball, curveball, slider, and change. He'll be opposed by Michael Kennedy, the left-hander for Bradenton. Kennedy, a top 30 Pittsburgh prospect, number 14 on MLB.com's list. Kennedy comes into this one with an ERA at 3.71 in his 7 starts this year. He's thrown 34 innings. What really jumps out with him is his command. Thought Perez has good command. How about Michael Kennedy? 41 strikeouts to 5 walks. Just 5 walks and 34 innings of work. He throws a lot of strikes. So it's 2 strike throwers going at it tonight. Kennedy, the lefty for Bradenton. Perez, the righty for the Jays. Speaking of throwing strikes, we talked a little bit about throwing strikes with Jerron Watts Brown. We caught up with him yesterday before the game. So in case you didn't hear that conversation yesterday, here it is again. Jerron Watts Brown on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show.
We're now joined on the pregame show by Jerron Watts Brown, top 30 Blue Jays prospect, fresh off another heavy strikeout outing yesterday. 4 innings, 8 punch outs. How'd you feel about that one?
It was all right, you know. Kind of got myself into trouble with some leadoff walks the second to the fourth. it got to me in the fifth with another leadoff walk. Just got to be a little bit more in the zone, but all in all, decent outing. Wasn't the best, but it was all right. Get better next week.
You know, I think the last two starts for you have kind of been defined how you've gotten out of that trouble. Big bases loaded strikeouts last week, and then last night, three straight strikeouts twice. What is it in those moments that you kind of use to maybe lock in and take it to the next level?
You know, I feel like it's the same mindset as if there's nobody on. You know, just you gotta give whiffs, punch guys out. Don't even give them a chance to hit the ball. And that was getting ahead of guys and then giving my best pitch later in the count. And it worked out in my favor.
You know, this is your first full pro season, first pro season overall. Here in the early going, obviously first 2 months of the year, what are the biggest differences to you between college ball and now the pros?
I would say the biggest difference is I would say just the practicing. You know, we don't practice here. Like, we obviously practice a little bit before games, but it's not like a three-game set like it is in college. It's six games a week. We're playing the same team. The series go by pretty quick, honestly. I would think they'd go a little bit slower, you know, playing six games. But I would say that's the biggest difference. Obviously, the wood bats and then the ABS. You know, in college, you got the umpires, and then we have ABS here. So I don't think there's too much differences as of right now, but I feel like those are the bigger three.
We're chatting with Jerron Watts-Brown. And, Jerron, your slider has really been, I'd probably say, your most effective pitch, and I think scouts say that's your most effective pitch. When did you learn that pitch, and when did you kind of realize, okay, this can be an effective swing and miss tool?
My freshman summer going in my sophomore year, that's when I really started throwing it. I had always had the curveball, but usually pitchers have sliders, and that's when I kind of developed it. Sophomore year, that's when it kind of moved up in my totem pole of what I was going to use for swing and miss. Yesterday was a lot of curveball, actually, that got the swing and miss, but slider is one of the pitches where I feel like I can wake up out of my sleep and throw it for a strike. So that's why it's been an effective pitch for me, just being able to land it consistently.
Totally. Now I want to jump back to your high school career when you played baseball, basketball, football, and starting varsity quarterback, all-area basketball player, I think I read.
Yeah.
So what separated baseball from those other two sports?
I would say just the looks I was getting in it. Football was kind of late. Basketball, no looks in that. Just loved playing basketball. So I think the separator in baseball was just the looks I was getting, and that it was a path that I wanted to go down, and it worked out. So
yeah,
I'd say. You know, with those other two sports, would you say baseball is your favorite sport, or was one of those other ones kind of your go-to?
Football. Football is definitely the favorite sport, you know, especially to watch. Like, I play fantasy. I'm a big fantasy guy. I love watching it. I loved playing it, but I've definitely grown to love baseball a lot more as I've just settled down playing that. So, yeah.
Definitely. So one of the, I think, most unique stories of your career is your Mother's Day no-hitter back when you were with Long Beach State with your mom in attendance.
Yep.
And I was reading a nice article about that game where you said, you know, so cool to have her there. Yeah. She's meant so much to your career. Kind of tell me about your relationship with your mom and everything that she's done for you.
It was me and my mom growing up until she met my stepdad. And she's just always been the rock, you know. She's gotten me the things I needed. She put me in positions to where I could get where I'm at now, provided me with everything I needed, even if she needed to work later, things like that. So it was just always her support and her pushing me to be my best, even when I maybe didn't want to be. So having her always in my corner, always being my biggest fan, has been the thing that's made it really special, especially that day, for her to be there and for me to do that.
You know, I think one thing that really jumped out to me was your first pro outing in Tampa. I saw somebody with a custom Watts Brown jersey. I'm like, it's got to be Jerron's mom. So that was pretty cool to see. Kind of looking ahead to the rest of the season, last question for you here. Biggest goal for the rest of the year?
I would say to just stay in the zone more, because when I am in the zone, it plays. Cut down the walks a little bit, and I think that I'll get the results I want, because when I run into troubles, when I'm out of the zone, kind of walking guys, because that's when they get their hits. So making sure I'm getting the leadoff guy out, staying ahead, and getting the guys out when I'm supposed to.
Now, I lied. Follow-up question on that. You know, talking with Corey, talking with the pitching coaches, it's all about throwing strikes always, right? But for you, how much of that is physical and how much of that is mental?
I would say it's both. You know, I feel like yesterday it was a little bit physical. I was just kind of flying open with my front side a little bit. I feel like the mental side, it's not me overthinking trying to throw it for a strike. It's more of just making sure I'm staying within myself and not trying to do too much with pitches at times.
Sure.
So I would say just it kind of depends. It's maybe a little bit both. More physical than anything, just making sure I'm on time and staying smooth and through the plate all the time. So.
Makes sense. Jerron, appreciate your time, and thanks for the insight.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
That was our conversation from yesterday with Jerron Watts-Brown, Blue Jays starting pitcher. Appreciate Jerron's time talking a number of different subjects. Maybe you tuned in late. Maybe you didn't get a chance to catch the interview yesterday, and you're thinking, how can I listen to these again? You're in luck. We've got them posted online on SoundCloud. My username on SoundCloud is @LarryLarson. Blue Jays, all of our player interviews are posted on there. So we've chatted with a good handful of players. We're going to try and cover the whole roster this year. So go and find us on SoundCloud, Larry Larson, Blue Jays. Let's get you the starting lineups for game number 4 of this 6-game series in Bradenton. First for the Blue Jays. Gene Joseph will bat leadoff, trying to get back on the right track. He's just 2-for-14 this week. He'll play in center field. Manny Beltre will bat second tonight and play shortstop. Joan Helaponte is the right fielder, hitting third. Edward Duran will do the catching and hit fourth. Christian Feliz is the DH tonight. He belted his 8th homer of the year last night. Alexis Hernandez is out in left field, batting sixth. Bryce Arnold will play second base and hit seventh. Daniel Perez is in the 8th spot playing first base, and Marcos De La Rosa rounds it out, batting 9th and playing third base. Those are the Blue Jays. These are the Marauders who have taken each of the last 2 games in this set. Braylon Bishop will lead it off and play left field. Kiner Delgado, a top 30 Pirates prospect who has had a pretty good week, 5-for-15 so far this week, will bat second and play second base. Omar Alfonso will do the catching and hit third, as Merlin Valdez is the cleanup man playing first base. Shaylin Polanco is out in center field, hitting fifth. Sergio Campagna is out in right, hitting sixth. Solomon Maguire will DH and bat seventh. Javier Rivas is down in the 8 hole, playing shortstop. And Kalai Harrison is the 9th batter in the lineup, playing third base. Blue Jays trying to get back on the right track. They won the series opener to extend their win streak to 6. Trying to get back in the win column here tonight after losses and back-to-back nights. We've got first pitch coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We are just about set for action tonight between the Dunedin Blue Jays and Bradenton Marauders. 4th game of a 6-game series here in Bradenton. Now, the Marauders like to use the hashtag baseball in paradise. And tonight it feels pretty close. Breeze blowing out towards center. Sunny skies overhead. Game time temperature at 87 degrees. Michael Kennedy, the southpaw, has just wrapped up warming up for Bradenton. Kennedy, the 6'1", 205-pound 19-year-old, drafted by the Pirates in the 4th round back in 2022. He'll face Gene Joseph to start off the ball game. Joseph went 0 for 5 last night with a strikeout. Just 2 for 14 this week with 5 punch outs. Kennedy throws a fastball, changeup, slider mix. He climbs on the hill, working from the third base side. He's into the windup, and away we go. First pitch misses high and tight for a ball. We're underway right on time, 6:30 Eastern. Glad you're with us on your Friday night. Joseph taps the plate, sets up in a wide stance, and waits on the 1-0. Joseph jumps out of the way of a back foot breaking ball. Slider missed there. Two balls, no strikes. Joseph comes into this one hitting 238, hitting 270 this month. Had a 19-game on-base streak snapped earlier this week. The wind in the 2-0 pitch. Joseph takes that slider for a called strike. Two balls, one strike. Time has been called by the home plate umpire, Richie Arredondo. Looks like he needed to swap out baseballs. Arredondo calling balls and strikes himself tonight. It is a challenge system, both teams with 3 challenges apiece. The wind in the 2-1. Joseph swings over the slider again. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Steady diet of sliders from Kennedy against Joseph. 2-2. So if you win a challenge on a ball strike call, you keep it. If you lose the challenge, you lose it. 2-2. Joseph swings over the slide piece again. He's down on strikes for the first out of the ball game. One away for Kennedy in the first. Brings up Manny Beltre. Beltre went 0 for 3 last night, but he did draw a walk. Blue Jays number 27 prospect. Waits on the first offer from Kennedy and swings and misses. Back foot breaking ball there makes it 0-1. No score, just getting started. Top of the first. Kennedy also a ranked prospect, number 14, in the Pittsburgh system per MLB.com. 0-1. Beltre takes outside on a changeup. 1-1. Kennedy has a very slow, deliberate windup. He sidesteps, then pauses for a minute. Really throws off hitter's timing. And then kicks and fires. And Beltre swings and misses on the 1-1 pitch. Fastball upstairs at 91. 1-2. You want to talk about big months. Manny hitting almost 300 here in May. Booing his batting average up to 259. He's played 38 games this season, 2 homers. He waits on the 1-2 pitch from Kennedy, and here it is. Breaking ball misses down in the dirt. 2-2. Kennedy, just 19 years old, native of New York. Was originally committed to go to LSU, but then the Pirates came calling. He said, so much for that. Now the 2-2 offer to Beltre. He taps it foul. On the third base side, we'll do it again. Beltre moving up to the 2 spot tonight after primarily batting 5th lately. And if your manager, Jose Mayorga, that feels like an appropriate move, considering how well Beltre has been hitting lately. With bright pink batting gloves, Manny waits on the 2-2 offer on the way. And he skies it the opposite way, fading towards the line and right. Campagna in fair territory gets under it and makes the catch. So Beltre's out number 2, 2 up, 2 down for Michael Kennedy in the top of the first. Bases are empty for Joan Helaponte. Aponte had a slow evening last night, went 0 for 5 with 2 strikeouts. Had a big week last week. This week hasn't gone so great. 2 for 13 on the week. He's played every night. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. First offer. Kennedy with a hesitation in his leg kick. Up and down, up and down. Now he throws, and the first pitch is fouled back. Whoa. That was some impressive balance from Kennedy. Sometimes you see big league guys add that hesitation in their windup. Kennedy took it to another level there. Wow. As 0-1, a slide step, and the pitch is fouled back. So despite those two varied timings, Aponte had both pitches timed up. Both foul balls back. That's how it goes, but Kennedy's out in front 0-2. Let's see what type of timing he goes with here. Reads the sign from Alfonso. Now the pitch. Misses low and in. And that was a regular windup there. A slider. One ball, two strikes. Kennedy throws his fastball over half the time. Slider is a secondary pitch at about 30%. And that changeup right around 20%. Kennedy winds and deals the 1-2 pitch. Aponte comes up empty on a changeup. Foul tips it into Alfonso's mitt. And the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 on the top of the first against Pittsburgh's number 14 prospect, Michael Kennedy. We're through a half. Blue Jays go scoreless. Marauders coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Fernando Perez is all ready for work tonight. As we go to the bottom of the first, we've got no score between Bradenton and Dunedin. Perez, 20 years old, signed by the Blue Jays out of Nicaragua back in 2022. He's got a 4.04 ERA. He's set to face Braylon Bishop to open his night. First pitch is a called strike to the left-handed batter. Fastball at 91, and it's 0-1. Perez with that ERA a touch over 4 in 7 games started. He's ate up 35 and 2/3 innings. 0-1. Has cracked the opposite way in the air to left. Hernandez ranges towards the line. He's under it and makes the catch. Quick out number 1. Bishop retired. Here's Kiner Delgado. Marauders have loaded up their lineup with lefties. If you count Delgado, a switch hitter batting from the left side here, it's 6 lefties. First pitch. Delgado waves and misses at a good changeup, tailing away from the left-handed batter's box. And it's 0-1. Perez throws a fastball, changeup, slider, curveball combo. The pitch. One hopper to second base. Arnold backhands, gathers, throws to first in time. Two quick outs for Perez. Bottom of the first. We've got no score, and here's Omar Alfonso. That's been a trend lately against Perez. Considering that he throws so many strikes, opponents are very eager to jump on him early in counts. They've been largely successful, especially on the first pitch. First pitch to the lefty Alfonso. He takes all the way, then bring the bat off his shoulder. That's 1-0. Alfonso went 1-for-3 last night with a walk. He's top five in the Florida State League in walks. Batting 263 in 35 games, 1-0. He takes a called strike. Heater at 91, evens the count, 1-1. It's a good pitcher's duel tonight, but again, it's a hitter's night in terms of conditions. 1-1. Alfonso with a hopper off the mound into center field for a base hit. Alfonso stops at first with a two-out single. Man aboard for us, Merlin Valdez. S. Merlin, E-S-M-E-R-L-Y-N. S. Merlin Valdez, 0 for 10 this week. Came into the week with a 19-game on-base streak, and it was broken up on Tuesday. Righty on righty. First pitch from Perez. The broken bat hopper down to third. De La Rosa is there, scoops it up, toss across in time. Perez with a stretch over at first. That would be Daniel Perez. And Fernando Perez works around a two-out single from Omar Alfonso. We've got no score through one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're through the first in Bradenton. We're scoreless between the Marauders and the Blue Jays. Fourth game of a six-game set here. Blue Jays trying to bounce back after back-to-back losses. It'll be 4-5-6 for them here in the top of the second inning against Michael Kennedy, who worked a 1-2-3 first and struck out two. A funky lefty will face Edward Duran, batting cleanup tonight. Had last night off. 3-for-7 so far this week with two doubles. First pitch to the right-handed batter. He pops it up. Right at the shortstop, Rivas. He says, I've got it. And shallow in the left field grass, he does. Four up, four down for Kennedy. Duran is a quick out number one. Brings up Christian Feliz, who continued his tear this month last night. Went 2-for-4 with a double and a homer. An inside the park homer at that. A lefty on lefty matchup. Feliz has not been great in these scenarios. First pitch. Misses inside and it hit him. Fastball ran up and in and it glanced Feliz on the elbow. He barely even moved. He kind of shifted his hands in, but fastball kept running in. And Feliz is aboard with a one-out hit by pitch. Blue Jays' first base runner tonight brings up Alexis Hernandez. Alexis played back on Wednesday, went 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. First pitch to him. He takes a called strike on a changeup. And it's 0-1. Looking at Kennedy's splits, though, versus left-handed batters and right-handed batters, he's a backwards split pitcher. It's 0-1. Hernandez drives it high in the air, deep to left, and you can kiss it goodbye. Alexis Hernandez with his first homer as a Blue Jay. It's a two-run bomb to rocket the Blue Jays in front, 2-0 in the second. That ball got up into the jet stream, and it was a no-doubter on a hanging slider. Hernandez came over to the Blue Jays over the offseason, part of the minor league Rule 5 draft. He probably felt like that one was long overdue. Base is empty with one out for Bryce Arnold. First pitch, he takes a called strike. 0-1. So the Blue Jays strike first here tonight. Got to feel like a bit of a monkey off their back. 0-1. Arnold takes a called strike, 2. Quickly 0-2. Fastball nibbled the upper half of the zone there. Arnold's hitless this week, but he's drawn 5 walks in 2 games. Kennedy gazes in for the 0-2 sign. He's got it. Brings the glove in front of his face. Now kicks and deals. And Arnold takes downstairs. Laid off the fastball. 1-2. Bryce, a native of Canada, Ontario. 1-2. Misses up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Played his college ball at Campbell. A strong hitter for average there. Gotten off to a slow start here this year, hitting 179 in 33 games. Now the 2-2. Kennedy just misses the inside corner. Fastball at 90, runs it full, 3-2. Arnold at 5-10, waits on the payoff pitch. It's on the way. He hops it towards first. Valdez backhands. Kennedy doesn't cover the bag. A mental mistake from Michael Kennedy. He realized it as Valdez started fielding that ball, but at that point it was too late. As Merlin Valdez, the first baseman, looked up, and then Kennedy wasn't there. That's got to be a sinking feeling. Not for Bryce Arnold, though. Infield single for him, his first hit this week. Man aboard for Daniel Perez. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Called strike. And it's 0-1. So back to those lefty versus righty numbers for Michael Kennedy. Lefties are hitting 348 against him. Righties just 245. So lefties have fared better. Long pause and the 0-1. Perez takes a heater outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Daniel went 0-for-2 last night with a walk and 2 strikeouts. His batting average at 167. Continuing to climb after a slow start with the Jays. 1-1. He waves and comes up empty on a slider. Was well out in front of it. A pitch downstairs. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez, a native of Cuba. Only Cuban on this Blue Jays roster as it stands right now. 1-2. He takes down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mikhail Mignoso was the other one. He just got sent back down to the Complex League when Deschamps got activated off the IL. Kennedy throws over to first. Arnold back in standing. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes on Perez. Blue Jays leading 2-0, top of the second inning, thanks to a homer from Alexis Hernandez. Blue Jays have now homered in 10 of their last 12 games. The 2-2. Perez fouls it straight back. We'll do it over. And across that stretch, now 8 different players have gone deep. Hernandez with his first this year to put the Blue Jays in the driver's seat. Kennedy gathers a sign, kicks and fires, and Perez comes up empty on the high cheddar. He's down on strikes for out number 2. Third strikeout for Michael Kennedy. That brings up Marcos De La Rosa. Blue Jays with a 2-0 lead, top of the second inning. Arnold takes his lead off first, and the first pitch, De La Rosa batting from the right side. He swings through a fastball. That's 0-1. Fastball by no means will blow you away. Sits in the low 90s. That pitch dipped at 88 for Kennedy. He sets for the 0-1. Here it is. And De La Rosa takes a called strike two. Fastball at 89 there. But Kennedy is a good example, especially in today's game when Velo is really seen as the premier tool to have as a pitcher. He's an example that you don't necessarily need it. 0-2, misses high and outside. One ball and two strikes. There was a nice article written on Kennedy in Baseball America last week. And Kennedy was quoted in there comparing himself almost to Shota Imanaga, Japanese Cubs pitcher, who's been the best pitcher in the majors this year. 1-2. De La Rosa hops it off Javier Rivas, the shortstop. It's into shallow left. Rivas tried to make a diving catch. Glanced off his glove. So now there's runners on first and second with two outs for Gene Joseph, the leadoff man. Long second inning continues for the Jays. No mound visit here. Kennedy will have to continue fending for himself. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter. Gene struck out swinging to open the ball game in the first pitch. As a chopper foul, third base side, and it's 0-1. So Shota Imanaga, you look at his velo, nothing crazy. Low to mid-90s tops. And Kennedy says that that's an example for him that you don't need high velocity to succeed. Kennedy checks the runners and goes and misses high and outside. One ball, one strike. He was quoted, he said, his release height is pretty similar to mine. He said, all that stuff doesn't matter to me. Best pitch in baseball is a well-placed fastball inside. If you make guys uncomfortable, you get the job done. 1-1. Called strike. Change up at the knees. One ball and two strikes. Hitters would probably concur on that inside fastball, but that's a little more uncomfortable if there are a few more ticks of elo on it. Kennedy out ahead, 1-2, trying to set down Joseph with men on first and second. The pitch misses low and in. Two balls, two strikes as the crowd oohs and ahs. Good Friday night crowd on hand here in Bradenton. It's decades night here at the ballpark. So not just 80s night or 90s night, all-encompassing decades night. And 2-2. Joseph swings and misses on a fastball off the high outside edge, and that ends the inning. But not before Alexis Hernandez goes yard for the first time in a Blue Jays uniform. His two-run homer makes it 2-0 Blue Jays as we go to the home half of the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. After a high-flying, majestic two-run homer from Alexis Hernandez to start the scoring, Blue Jays lead 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Fernando Perez pitching with run support now. He gets 5-6-7 in the Marauders lineup, starting with Shailene Polanco, and the first pitch to him just misses off the low outside edge. It's 1-0. Polanco, the Pirates' number 15 prospect on the MLB pipeline list. The wind in the pitch. Polanco takes a called strike. Fastball in the upper reaches of the zone. Makes it 1-1. Polanco went 1-for-3 last night with an RBI double. Bats in a slightly open stance. The pitch. Lefty takes up and away. 2-1. Perez led up a two-out single from Omar Alfonso in the first, but that's it so far. Operating from the first base side, he throws, and Polanco takes a curveball for a called strike. That's 2-2. Polanco was a heralded international signing, but he's really struggled to hit for average in pro ball. Top 10 in the league in strikeouts. 2-2. Just misses down. Runs it full, 3-2. Polanco calls time. That last fastball up to 93 for Perez. Can reach up to 96. Usually sits in those low 90s numbers. He's got the sign. The payoff pitch has reached out and popped up behind the second base bag. Mandy Beltre, the shortstop, barks for it and puts the squeeze on it for out number one. Base is empty for Sergio Campagna. Blue Jays lead 2-0, bottom of the second inning. Right-hander on right-hander. And Perez first offer. Campagna squares to bunt, pulls back, takes a called strike. And it's 0-1. The thing that's been most impressive about Fernando Perez so far this year, in addition to his command, which has been as advertised, 0-1, a looping swing and a miss on a slider makes it 0-2. Just been his consistency. Even on nights when he hasn't had his best stuff, he's been able to eat innings and get deeper into games. 0-2, Campagna comes up empty on another slider down in the dirt. Duran picks it up, throws to first in time, and Polanco is retired on Fernando Perez's first strikeout tonight. Two up, two down in the second inning. Here's Solomon Maguire. First pitch to the lefty. Misses down. And it's 1-0. Blue Jays with an early 2-0 lead. Perez trying to preserve it. He winds and deals. And Maguire takes a called strike. Fastball at the knees there. Velo starting to climb for Perez as the night has gone on. That's been a trend for him. 1-1. Maguire takes a changeup at the knees, called strike two, and it's 1-2. So going back to that consistency point for Perez, he's yet to allow three earned runs or more in an outing. 1-2, fouled back. We'll do it over. Rather, correction, he's yet to allow more than three earned runs. Last week he allowed three earned runs in 5 2/3 innings against Jupiter. Next 1-2. Maguire fouls it off just over our heads. It rolls on the net protecting us. Now rolls down, back onto the field harmlessly. 1-2. Shadows crawling across the infield. Mound and the plate both in the shade. Won't be that way for long. Next 1-2. Reached out and slowly rolled to second. Arnold drops to an E. Fields throws to first in time. Fernando Perez works a 1-2-3. Bottom of the second inning. We're through two at Lee Com Park. Blue Jays hold a 2-0 lead on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's the top of the third inning in Bradenton, and the Blue Jays lead 2-0 over the Marauders. First pitch to Manny Beltre from Michael Kennedy. Misses upstairs. And it's 1-0. Beltre 0-for-1 with a fly out to right back in the first inning. Kennedy from the windup. He delivers. Beltre takes a called strike on the inside edge. It's 1-1. Kennedy let up some damage last inning. 2 runs on 3 hits. The damage coming... a two-run homer from Alexis Hernandez. The pitch. Beltre chops it foul. Third base line. And it's 1-2. Happy for Alexis with that home run. Always a guy with a positive attitude, even though things haven't necessarily gone his way. To open this season, has really struggled at the plate and stretches, but we've seen flashes, including that homer. Hopefully it's the start of a hot stretch. Beltre waits on the 1-2 offer. And it's pulled foul. Past Matt Von Romer, the third base coach. Bunch of youngsters hustle down towards the corner, hoping that Braylon Bishop could toss them the ball, and they hope for better luck next time. Bishop tosses it to some older fans. And now the 1-2 to Beltre from Kennedy. Hit him. You can hear Beltre's reaction from up here. Got him on the elbow. And based on that reaction, Beltre dropping his hands, letting him hang. He can't feel much in his left hand. Luke Green, the trainer, will come out and give him a look. But that's the reason that players wear those elbow guards, obviously for extra protection, but so, you know, they don't lose feeling on their hands or the rest of their arm on a hit-by-pitch like that. After a quick visit, Beltre trots on down to first base, and the Blue Jays have the leadoff man on for Juan Helaponte. Ponte struck out swinging in the first. Blue Jays leading 2-0, top of the third. Kennedy from the stretch. He sets just above the belt and delivers the first pitch. Ponte takes outside. It's 1-0. Blue Jays in their road gray uniforms tonight. Dunedin across the chest in that blue split text. Also some white in there. Same for the numbers on the back. Beltre back to first on a pickoff throw that's just late. Blue Jays with blue caps tonight. Marauders in their alternate blacks. Bradenton in script across the chest. Outlined in gold. Gold numbers. 1-0. Aponte with a hefty hack And a foul tip into Alfonso's mitt makes it 1-1. Ponte, another top 30 Blue Jays prospect, number 25 on the list. Dropped his strikeout rate so far this year. That was a big concern for him coming in. 1-1 is skied the opposite way, out of play. One ball and two strikes. So you look at his average, 229 coming into action tonight. Maybe not the most impressive number, but you're pleased with the OPS. 732, above average on base plus slugging. Average right around 715. 1-2. Aponte hops it down to third. Could be two. Harrison bobbles and throws to first in time. That was his only play. Beltre up to second base. So the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position with one down for Edward Duran. Jays trying to tack on to a 2-0 lead. Top of the third. Duran 0-for-1 with a pop out to the shortstop Rivas. Kennedy trying to avoid more trouble. Pitch count already right at 50. His 50th pitch here. Misses low for a ball. Slider downstairs, and it's 1-0. Again, it is a human strike zone tonight. You might be wondering, that's not always the case? And that would be correct. Well, the computer calls balls and strikes Tuesday through Thursday. 1-0 popped up behind home plate. Out of play. 1-1. It just came out today, though, rumblings inside Major League Baseball's offices that if ABS, that's what the technology is called, automatic balls and strikes, if ABS were to be used, it would be this challenge system that we see here tonight, which, me personally, I think that's the right way to go. 1-1, chopper down to third. Harrison backhand, steps and throws over to first in time. Valdez comes up throwing and then eats it as Beltre dives into third safely. Heads up base running there from Beltre. And it's back-to-back 5-3 putouts for the Blue Jays. And now it's up to Christian Feliz to get Beltre home from third. Feliz was hit with a pitch in the second inning and scored on Hernandez's two-run homer. And has this game 2-0. Left-hander on left-hander. And the first pitch to Christian. Swing and a miss on a slider. That's 0-1. A nasty pitch. Feliz was well out in front. Opponents swing and miss on that slider over 40% of the time from Kennedy. 0-1. Christian thought about chasing on a slider down and away, and the field umpire Pedro Torres says he went. And from up here, it looked like Feliz did not go, and it wasn't particularly close. No less, it's 0-2. Kennedy gives a look over at Beltre at third base, sets, and fires. Feliz checks his swing on a slider downstairs that time. The correct call is made. He didn't go. One ball and two strikes. It's something that we reference all the time. These umpires are in between a rock and a hard place here, especially when they're standing behind the mound on these appeal calls. How are they supposed to see? Home plate umpire definitely has a better look, and the call should just be up to him in these scenarios. 1-2. Feliz swings and misses on a high fastball. He's down on strikes. The Blue Jays leave Manny Beltre on third base. Kennedy has five strikeouts, but it's the Blue Jays on top, 2-0. As we're on to the home half of the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Look. It's the Blue Jays 2 and the Bradenton Marauders nothing as we go to the home half of the third. Glad you're with us on your Friday night. Larry Larson in with you. Fernando Perez pitching with the lead. His first pitch to Javier Rivas is popped up and foul ground on the first base side. Long run for the catcher, Duran, and he watches it bounce on top of the dugout up into the seats over a young man wearing a Roberto Clemente Puerto Rico jersey, and somebody tossed him the ball. Looks like maybe a father-son outing at the yard tonight. Dad's wearing a Pirates Roberto Clemente jersey. 1-1 on Rivas, the pitch is called strike. Fastball at the knees makes it 0-2. Perez with just one strikeout. It came last inning, part of a 1-2-3 frame. He rocks and deals. And Rivas takes a touch outside. Fastball at 93. 1-2. Rivas went 1-for-4 last night with an RBI. He's had a pretty good week. 1-2. He takes a called strike 3. Fastball froze him on the inside corner. And Perez has his second punch out tonight. One away in the home third. Brings up Kalai Harrison, the native of Hawaii. Left-handed batter. Had last night off. Went 2-for-6 in his first two games this week. First pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. 2-0 Jays, bottom of the third. Harrison drafted by the Pirates in the 18th round last year, 0-1. He pops it up, foul ground, third base side. De La Rosa gives it a look and watches it drop into the seats. Quickly 0-2. Harrison opened his collegiate career with two seasons at Texas A&M. And then transferred to NC State, and that proved to be a good choice. Had a breakout season in his final collegiate year. 57 games played, .313 average. 0-2. He flies it foul again on that third base side. Onto the roof of the grandstand, and it bounces out of the ballpark. Out of the street. Still 0-2. Harrison walked way more than he struck out last season at NC State. 37 walks to 28 Ks. Next 0-2. Pulled on the ground to second base. Arnold scoops it up in shallow right. Sidearms over to first in time. Two up, two down. Brings up the top of the order in Braylon Bishop. Perez has faced just one over the minimum. Allowed a single to Omar Alfonso in the first. He's sent down everybody else. Two runs on three hits, no errors for the Jays. No runs on one hit, no errors for the Marauders. First pitch to the lefty, Bishop. He takes down, and it's 1-0. Wind continuing to breeze out to right field. Flags are pretty stiff out in center. 1-0. Bishop takes a called strike on a changeup. Upper reaches of the zone. He checked up his swing, didn't matter. 1-1, Perez delivers. And the pitch is hopped over the mound to the shortstop, Beltre, running towards first. He gloves and throws to first in time. And it's back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Fernando Perez. Blue Jays still lead it 2-0 as we head to the fourth. Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up.
Blue Jays lead 2-0 as we go to the top of the fourth inning, and Alexis Hernandez strides in. He's responsible for this lead. First pitch from Michael Kennedy is a called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Hernandez belted a two-run homer back in the second. First long ball of the year. Put the Blue Jays ahead. Alexis calls time here, steps out of the box. Tightens his batting gloves a little bit. And now the 0-1. Misses inside. Hernandez jumps out of the way. One ball, one strike. Kennedy's pitch count approaching 60. A twist and a toss. Hernandez chases a changeup. Well out in front there. That's 1-2. Kennedy has gone deep into games on a very consistent basis lately. Here's his 1-2 pitch. Hernandez flies another one into center. This one's going to hang up. Polanco moves back. He camps under it and makes a two-handed catch. Hernandez is out number one in the visitor's fourth. Here's Bryce Arnold. So Kennedy has worked five innings or more in five straight starts. And in minor league baseball, and especially at this level, single A, that is rarity. To go deep into games on a consistent basis. And yes, five innings is deep for minor league standards, especially in today's day and age. First pitch to Arnold. Misses up, ball one. 2-0 Blue Jays. Top of the fourth inning. Jays trying to even up this series at two games apiece. Game four of six here tonight. Kennedy winds and fires, and Arnold takes an aggressive hack and comes up empty. High fastball makes it 1-1. On researching Michael Kennedy, it's very apparent that he is a big character. His 1-1 toss. Arnold swings and misses on a fastball again. Heater at 91 makes it 1-2. A few innings ago, we mentioned that Baseball America feature on Kennedy. Really detailed his personality. Arnold steps out of the box, steps back in, and waits on the 1-2 offer. Bryce fights it off. We'll have another 1-2 pitch. The article started detailing Kennedy sitting around the clubhouse bored in spring training. So what did he do? Of course, naturally, he bought a fidget spinner. 1-2.
Arnold flies one high in the air, deep to left, and that ball is way out of here. Bryce Arnold with his second long ball this year. Blue Jays are playing big fly tonight. They now lead 3-0 in the fourth. Arnold got a slider up in the zone, and he did not miss. Blue Jays taking advantage of that wind. Here's Daniel Perez. Hopper towards shortstop. Rivas scoops it up. Running throw to first is late. Infield single for Daniel Perez. And all that noisy here is the Blue Jays dugout. Another busy inning. So going back to that solo homer from Arnold, that's his first long ball in some time. Marcos De La Rosa, the nine batter, stands in. Batting from the right side again, first pitch. He squares to bunt and fouls it off himself. He's out. So De La Rosa is out number two. That ball was in fair territory, and then he ran into it. It's a frustrating out number two. So not entirely sure how to put that one in the scorebook. I guess we'll wait on the online scoring as Gene Joseph, the leadoff man, climbs in. Batting with no batting gloves here. First pitch, a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. That homer for Bryce Arnold, the solo shot that made it 3-0. His first since April 16th, so it's been well over a month. 81 at-bats, 0-1. Joseph pulls it sharply down to third. Harrison is there. He tosses to second base for the force. And that ends the inning. But not before the Blue Jays belt another homer. This time it's Bryce Arnold who goes yard. And now that lead is 3-0 as we head to the home fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays with another run of support for Fernando Perez as we're on to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's now 3-0 Jays after Bryce Arnold belts a solo homer in the top of the fourth. So Fernando will face 2-3-4 here, starting with Kiner Delgado. First pitch. He swings through a fastball. That's 0-1. Perez allowed a first inning single to Omar Alfonso, who's due up next. And that's all. All the damage against him. Pitch. Fouled back into the screen. 0-2. When Perez is really at his best, he works in a good rhythm pretty quick. Once he gets the baseball back, steps on the rubber. Delgado calls time here to slow him down. And now the 0-2. Delgado takes low and in. One ball, two strikes.
So far, so good for Perez in a pitcher's duel between two guys who throw a lot of strikes, and Kennedy and Perez. 1-2. Misses down. Delgado didn't chase the changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Delgado shipped over to Pittsburgh from the Yankees just earlier last month. 2-2. Slapped the opposite way. It falls foul down the left field line. Delgado still battling. Still two balls, two strikes. Perez gets a fresh baseball. He's been very efficient tonight, just 37 tosses. His next 2-2 misses low and in on the back foot curveball. Now it's full, 3-2. And our short look at Delgado here this week, he passes the eye test. Payoff pitch, he checks his swing, he went. Strike three. A changeup was outside, that would have been ball four, but instead it's strikeout number three for Fernando. One away for Omar Alfonso. He's been the only guy to get to Perez. That first inning single, comebacker off the mound. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, Blue Jays leading 3-0, bottom four, first pitch. Alfonso takes a called strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. If you're Perez here, you really got to focus on keeping the ball down, 0-1. Alfonso slaps it down to third base. De La Rosa shifted toward short, gloves it, sidearms to first in time. Two up, two down. But on that point, wind still really blowing out to center. It seems like the wind has picked up even as this night has gone on. Usually it's the opposite. It's a helicopter hums overhead. A lot of helicopters around here. Of course, with the ocean nearby. First pitch to Valdez, called strike. That's 0-1. A lot of scenery around Leadcom Ballpark. Palm trees surround the yard. 0-1. That's a hopper foul, third base side. A lot of history here. This ballpark has been active for a really long time. And in fact, it's the third oldest ballpark used by a major league team. 0-2 is flied in the air, pretty deep to right. Aponte moves back, has room in front of the track. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Fernando Perez with three consecutive 1-2-3 frames. He's faced one over the minimum through four shutout innings. It's still Blue Jays 3, Bradenton nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. Don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. It's the Blue Jays 3, Marauders nothing. On the top of the fifth, Michael Kennedy back out. His first offer to Manny Beltre. His ball one. Fastball that misses up. The call is challenged, and the call is confirmed. That's the first challenge we've seen tonight for either side, and the Marauders lose their first. It's 1-0. Slow wind in the pitch. Beltre hops it slowly down to third. It's the shortstop, Rivas, who scoops it up and throws to first in time. And Beltre's out number one. Score at 6-3. And here's Joan Helaponte. 3-0 ball game. Blue Jays on top. Got to tip your cap to the home plate umpire, Richie Arredondo. Usually you don't get this far into a game without a challenge, at least based on our experience early this season. That hasn't been the case. First pitch to Aponte. Swing and a miss. A high fastball. He wanted to join the home run derby. Blue Jays with all three of their runs on homers. Two-run shot from Hernandez and a solo homer from Arnold. A one toss, Kennedy hangs his leg in the air and fires, and the pitch is blooped foul on the first base side. Aponte hit it off the very end of the bat. Kennedy's probably approaching the end of his outing here. Ahead 0-2 on Aponte. He's at 72 pitches. There's a little bit of stretching out in the bullpen and right for Bradenton. 0-2 toss. Aponte gets a piece of a changeup and fouls it right off Omar Alfonso. He's in some pain, so Arredondo flips a new baseball out to Kennedy. We're talking about Kennedy last inning. And just before Bryce Arnold blasted that solo homer, Kennedy gathers the sign from Alfonso. And now the next 0-2 pitch. Aponte takes low and away. One ball, two strikes. So he was bored in spring training and had the thought, hey, what if I bought one of those fidget spinners? You know, one of those plastic toys that were really popular a few years ago. 1-2. Aponte takes up and away. Two balls, two strikes. So Kennedy ordered one and then brought it to the clubhouse, and his teammates were so impressed, they all wanted one too. So what did Kennedy do? He bought all his teammates Pittsburgh Pirates fidget spinners. 2-2. Aponte takes down and inside. Runs it full, 3-2. Kennedy trying not to lose focus here against Aponte. He said, I just thought it was a cool way to say, you know, life's not that serious. This is just a game. Payoff pitch. Aponte hops it sharply right to the shortstop, Rivas. He gobbles it up, zips it over to first in time to get a hustling Aponte. Two up, two down, 2-6-3 putouts. In the top of the fifth, Blue Jays with a 3-0 lead, and the bases are empty for Edward Duran. And Kennedy, with that big picture approach, he said, at the end of the day, we're just human beings trying. It's our first time going through life. Got to have a little fun. First pitch to Duran. It's fly it in the air to center. Polanco freezes, hands on his knees, now takes a few steps in and makes the catch. And the Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 in the top of the fifth. Kennedy works his first 1-2-3 inning since the first. And the score holds. Blue Jays 3, Marauders nothing. Going to the home half of the fifth. Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. We're clipping right along on this gorgeous Friday night in Bradenton. It's the Blue Jays 3 and the Marauders nothing. Game number 4 of a 6-game set. Florida State League West rivals going at it this week. Fernando Perez with his first pitch to Shailene Polanco, and it's rocketed into right down for a hit. Right at Joan Jalaponte, bouncing short of him. And the Marauders have their first base runner since the first inning when Omar Alfonso poked a single. That snaps a long stretch of consecutive batters retired for Perez. At 10. Brings up Sergio Campagna. Blue Jays lead 3-0, bottom 5. First pitch to the righty. Campagna with a slow swing and a miss. At the curveball there. It's 0-1. Perez working from the stretch with a bright blue glove. Sets and goes. Campagna with a check swing. He went, according to Richie Arredondo. And it's 0-2. Campagna struck out swinging back in the second inning. Was Perez's first strikeout victim. Fernando leans in, gathers a sign from Duran. Here comes the 0-2. Campagna chops it foul. We'll do it over. Perez at the slider at 83. That's his primary out pitch. Uses it for a lot of strikeouts. Opponents hitting sub 200 against that pitch. It's allowed very little hard contact. 0-2 is a called strike 3. Fastball at 93. Very lower part of the zone. Campagna caught looking for out number 1. Fourth K for Perez. Brings up Solomon McGuire. First pitch. McGuire takes downstairs. Duran drops to a knee for the block. And it's 1-0. 3-0 Blue Jays, bottom of the fifth. McGuire, the native of Kellyville, Australia. Signed by the Buccos back in 2020. 1-0 offer. Runner goes from first, and the pitch is cued down to third. De La Rosa is there from the infield grass. He throws to first, and Perez bobbled the ball in his glove, but he put the squeeze on it for the out. McGuire retired 5-3. So Polanco safe at second base. Here's Javier Rivas with two down. Bradenton fighting to get on the board, trailing 3-0 in the home half of the fifth. Rivas struck out looking in the third. Righty on righty. And the first pitch. Rivas pops it up on the infield, down to third. De La Rosa waves for it, says, "I've got it," and he does. He makes the catch head high, and the inning is over. Fernando Perez strands Polanco on second base. After a leadoff single, he retires the next three. The Blue Jays still lead it 3-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Michael Kennedy is back out for the sixth as the Blue Jays lead 3-0. Lefty on lefty in the first pitch to Christian Feliz. It's called strike, and it's 0-1. Credit to Kennedy, who worked a 1-2-3 fifth. Looked like that fifth could have been his last inning of work. A one toss. Feliz takes a called strike on a good slider. Just like that, it's 0-2. Kennedy has allowed those three runs all earned on homers. Other than that, he's been good. His 0-2 offer. Feliz chases a slider down in the dirt. Alfonso picks it up, steps and throws to first in time. And Feliz is set down on strikes for out number one in the sixth. Sixth strikeout for Kennedy. One away for Alexis Hernandez. Hernandez 1-for-2, two-run homer in the second, and a flyout to center in the fourth. Part of the Blue Jays' 3-0 lead. First pitch to him. He swings and misses on a fastball that really pops Alfonso's mitt. One of the best sounds, isn't it? Loud pop of the mitt. 0-1. Chopper to second base, rather shortstop. Rivas is there, sidearms to first in time. Crack of the bat, also a great sound. That one not cracked that hard. 6-3 put out, two up, two down in the sixth. Kennedy at 83 pitches, but all of a sudden he's on the doorstep. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings, and that's one of the hallmarks of a good pitcher. Arnold climbs in 2-for-2. First pitch to him. Has popped up on the infield towards first. Valdez in foul ground waves for it. He's on the track, steps back towards first, and makes the catch. You could say that Michael Kennedy probably didn't have his best stuff tonight. He allows two homers and claps his hands vigorously as he heads back to the first base dugout. He bounces back with 1-2-3 innings in the fifth and sixth. So we go to the bottom of the sixth. Blue Jays lead 3-0. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
By virtue of two home runs, one from Alexis Hernandez, the other from Bryce Arnold, the Blue Jays lead 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the sixth. And Fernando Perez is back out there because why wouldn't he be? He's been outstanding. First pitch to Kalai Harrison. As a called strike, kind of breaking ball. And it's 0-1. That pitch right there was Fernando's 54th. 0-1, a wave and a miss. And a changeup down and away, and it's 0-2. Perez working with outstanding efficiency. Time called by Harrison. He's 0-1 with a ground out. Perez outdueling Michael Kennedy, at least so far. The pitch. It's a hopper down to third. De La Rosa charges, gloves from just behind the mound. He throws to first in time. Harrison's out number one. Here's the top of the lineup in Braylon Bishop. Represents the start of the third time through. DJ's lead 3-0. Looking to bounce back after back-to-back losses here this week. First pitch to the lefty. Bishop takes a called strike and a fastball, and it's 0-1. Sometimes you just need your starting pitcher to go out there and have an outing like Perez has had tonight. 0-1. Called strike two. Same pitch, same result. It's challenged by Bishop. And the call is reversed. So it's a ball. So it wasn't the same pitch, same result. Just missed inside. So the Marauders keep that challenge. They've got two left. 1-1. Swing and a foul back. Bishop stumbles out of the box. Thought he had a pitch to hit there. Fastball at 92 up in the zone. Makes it 1-2. Perez shakes off Duran, now nods, and fires. Bishop caught chasing on a changeup. He had no chance on a pitch down and away. Gross from Fernando Perez, his fifth strikeout. Here's Kiner Delgado. First pitch to the lefty, squares to bunt, pulls back, takes a called strike. And it's 0-1. Perez knocking on the door of his fourth 1-2-3 inning tonight. Blue Jays lead 3-0, bottom six, 0-1. Slow hopper to shortstop, long run for Beltre, off balance, throw to first is not in time. Perez is off the bag. Daniel Perez couldn't stretch far enough, and Kiner Delgado beats out an infield single. Third hit tonight for Bradenton, all of them singles. So here's Omar Alfonso. Alfonso 1-for-2. He's got one of those three singles. 3-0 Jays, home sixth. First pitch, runner goes. Pitch is a called strike. Throw down is late. Delgado swipes his way into scoring position. And with two stolen bases tonight, Bradenton is 12-for-12 this week in stolen bases. They are running buck wild on the Blue Jays. Perez trying to keep the shutout intact. Time called. A pitch clock violation has been called on Perez. So that makes the count 1-1. Alfonso, you could argue, the best hitter in this Bradenton lineup. Son of the big leaguer, Eliezer Alfonso. brother of a guy who could soon be in the big leagues. 1-1, swing and a miss. Hard fastball at 93 from Perez. A little extra juice on that one. It's 1-2. Omar's brother, Eliezer, plays in Detroit's system. He's in Double A. In fact, he's on the travel roster here in this very booth that Detroit left over from spring training. 1-2. Alfonso comes up empty on the high cheddar, and Perez looks to the sky to give thanks. He's had an excellent outing tonight, and it might not be over yet. He strands Delgado on second base. He's got 6 strikeouts through 6 shutout innings. On to the 7th. 3-0 Blue Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Michael Kennedy's night is done after 6 strong innings for the Marauders starter, and Garrett McMillan, the right-hander, is on out of the bullpen as the Blue Jays lead 3-0 in the 7th. First pitch to Daniel Perez is lined into right, the right at Sergio Campagna. He moves towards the line, makes the grab, and it's 1 pitch, 1 out. Score at L9 there, and here's Marcos De La Rosa batting from the left side for the first time tonight. In case you're just joining us, first of all, thanks. Glad you could spend at least a little bit of your holiday weekend with us. We'll be here all weekend, 6:30 first pitch tomorrow, and then a noon first pitch on Sunday. But to get you up to speed here, first pitch to De La Rosa is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays scored first in the 2nd inning, a 2-run homer from Alexis Hernandez, and then that 3rd run, a solo homer from Bryce Arnold. So 2 homers. Outside of that, it's been a pitcher's duel. McMillan fires, and De La Rosa goes around on a curveball in the dirt. 0-2. Numbers on McMillan. This is his 13th appearance this year. His ERA is just over 3.5. Opponent's hitting .359 against him, though. The 0-2. De La Rosa cuts and misses on a curveball. Fooled him 3 times on that pitch. 2 quick outs for McMillan. Brings up Gene Joseph. Oh, and oh, by the way, we just started this game at 6:30 Eastern time. It's 7:54. And there are 2 outs in the top of the 7th inning. A lot of sunlight left. Righty on righty, first pitch. Joseph swings and misses on a fastball up, and it's 0-1. Gene has apparently abandoned his batting gloves. They have not been doing the job, if you ask him. He's 0-3 tonight, went 0-5 last night. 0-1. Gene takes a called strike on a fastball. He's behind 0-2. Baseball players, of course, very superstitious creatures. Gene, no exception. New walk-up song did him good at home a few weeks ago. 0-2. He checks his swing on a high fastball. He didn't go. Fans boo. as the half inning is extended. Joseph has hit much better at TD Ballpark than away from it in his time with the Jays. Hitting 191 on the road. 1-2. Joseph checks his swing on a breaking ball. It's a called strike three. And Joseph challenges it. Sticks out his arms and the call is reversed. And the appeal says Gene didn't go. That's awkward as Garrett McMillan was pretty much all the way back to the dugout. He has to make a U-turn. The count is 2-2 on Joseph. Whole infield was almost off the field too. Outfield as well, so they'll trot back to their positions. And now the 2-2 pitch to Joseph on the way. Gene lines it into center. Polanco races in and makes a running catch. Shailene Polanco takes a base hit away from Gene Joseph. And for the third consecutive inning, the Jays go down 1-2-3. And before sunset here in Bradenton, it's time to stretch. Blue Jays with the lead. 3-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Fernando Perez coming back out after this. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays. June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. For just the second time this year, a Blue Jays starter is out for the seventh inning. First pitch from Fernando Perez to Esmerlin Valdez is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays lead 3-0. Fernando Perez with six shutout frames is 0-1. Valdez fouls it straight back, and it's 0-2. So coming into this inning, Perez had thrown just 66 pitches, 54 of them for strikes. Outstanding is 0-2. Valdez takes up. It was close, but it's 1-2. Valdez 0-2 with a fly out and a ground out. Perez from the wind. He fires, and Valdez comes up empty on a breaking ball. Fernando is feeling it tonight. Seven strikeouts for the 20-year-old righty. Brings up Shailene Polanco. Polanco 1-2 tonight as one of three Marauders hits, and the pitch is drilled high and deep to right. Aponte on the run. He looks up, and it's out of here. Well, so much for the shutout. Shailene Polanco spoils that. A rocket for a solo homer out to right center. Gets Bradenton on the board. It's now 3-1. Now, don't let that distract you from how well Perez has done tonight. And they always say, solo homers won't kill you. Perez will certainly remain in here. He'll face Sergio Campagna. First pitch. That's a called strike on a curveball. It's 0-1. That homer for Polanco is fourth. A guy hitting well under 200. 143 coming into action tonight. 0-1, a swing and a foul tip off Edward Duran. And Fernando has bounced right back. It's 0-2 on Campagna. It was already 0-4-2 with two strikeouts. Perez has already recorded a season high in innings. Here comes his 0-2. Campagna checks his swing on a high fastball. He didn't go. 1-2. One thing that's really been impressive is Perez has maintained his velocity throughout the night. That last fastball at 93. The twist in the 1-2. Is a called strike three. But it's a challenge. So home plate umpire Arredondo turns to the booth and the call is reversed. So instead of strike three, it's ball two and it's 2-2. Blue Jays were tossing it around. Perez struts back on the rubber. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball misses a touch low. Slider over but down. And now it's full 3-2. And a base runner here could signal the end of the night for Perez. Payoff pitch. Campagna checks his swing. He didn't go. It misses low for ball four. And I think Yoel Hernandez, the pitching coach, is going to come out for a visit. One of two Blue Jays pitching coaches. Jose Mayorga on the top step of the dugout. Blue Jays manager always has a good feel for this team, and now he's going to come out. He has not made the signal to the bullpen yet, giving it a look. Striding to the mound. Still no signal. I think he wants to hear from Perez himself, and no, now there's the signal. Little suspense as Mayo came to the mound, and that ends the night for Fernando Perez. A master class from the Blue Jays' number 24 prospect. 6 1/3 innings, 7 strikeouts, just 1 earned run on the solo homer from Polanco. Perez gets a nice ovation from the Blue Jays fans in the house, and plenty of high fives wait for him in the dugout. What a night for Perez. Kiner Leon comes on after this. Blue Jays lead 3-1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. After arguably the best start of the year by a Blue Jays starter, Fernando Perez is into the dugout and Kiner Leon is out of the Blue Jays bullpen. Leon, the short-statured righty, comes on with a man on first base as Sergio Campagna drew the only walk that Perez issued tonight. Leon with a 1.40 ERA in 15 appearances, 19 1/3 innings. First pitch to Solomon Maguire. Misses up, ball one. Blue Jays lead 3-1. Bottom of the seventh inning. Sun just now starting to set over to Lecom Park. Leon with the set and the pitch. Maguire checks his swing. He did not go. 2-0. Leon making his second appearance this week. He got the save back on Tuesday. 2-0. Maguire takes a slider in. 3 balls, no strikes. In that save, Leon went an inning and a third, did not allow a hit, and struck out four to help extend the Blue Jays' win streak to six. Leon steps off, throws to first. Oh, they almost had him. Campagna just got back in there. He leaned towards second as Leon stepped off. Whoops. So after a scare, he's got a short lead at first. 3-0 to McGuire. Misses down and in. He jumps out of the way. And McGuire works a walk. So all of a sudden, the tying run is on base for Javier Rivas. That 3-0 lead with Perez on the mound and the Blue Jays cruising along, it felt a lot more comfortable than just a 3-run lead on the road. And now the Blue Jays only lead by 2 after that earlier solo homer from Polanco. It's 3-1, bottom 7, and things feel very tight. First pitch to Rivas is cracked into center. Joseph back on the run, at the track, makes a running catch. He crashes up against the fence and hangs on. Throw to third is late. A lead-saving catch from Gene Joseph in center. Wow. Joseph gives the thumbs up back to the infield. He's in some pain. Had to turn on the jets to get to that ball. Made the catch at full speed. Wow. So Campagna tagged from second, moved up to third. By the way, that ball hit at 101 off the bat. So it's up to Kalai Harrison. First pitch to the lefty. Misses down. Joseph with a sliding stop, rather Duran with a sliding stop. No, Gene Joseph can't play center and catcher. 1-0. Blue Jays hanging on to a 3-1 lead, bottom 7. Whole lot of close games this week. And lately for the Jays, 1-0. Harrison pops it up out of play, one ball, one strike. The ball got up over the lights, over the grandstand. Turned a slight shade of orange, twinged by the sunset. McGuire off first, Campagna off third. The 1-1. Misses inside. Fastball couldn't get the call. Two balls, one strike. Beltre, the shortstop, playing towards the middle. Arnold, the second baseman, in the hole. The 2-1 has floated into left. It sends Hernandez towards center. He's got it, and the Blue Jays escape the jam. Keiner Leon comes on in relief of Fernando Perez and strands men on the corners, thanks in part to maybe the catch of the year from Gene Joseph up against the wall in center. Blue Jays still lead at 3-1 through 7. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're starting off Memorial Day weekend with a thriller in Bradenton. The Blue Jays lead 3-1 as we head to the eighth. Fernando Perez out of the game. Kiner Leon preserved the lead last half inning. First pitch to Manny Beltre. It's a called strike out of the hand of Garrett McMillan. It's 0-1. The play of the game so far belongs to Gene Joseph. A sprinting catch into the wall in center with men on first and second. 0-1. Beltre bloops it the opposite way, falling fast, and it's down into right for a duck snort single. Well, when you're having a stretch like Beltre is having, sometimes they just drop for you. That's what happened there. Leadoff knock for Beltre. Blue Jays could sure use a little bit more wiggle room. Here's Joan Helaponte, who's 0-3. First pitch, Ponte chops it foul down the third base line. And it's 0-1, 3-1, Blue Jays, top of the eighth. McMillan on in relief of Michael Kennedy, the starter for Bradenton. We'll get you his final line here in a moment. 0-1, Ponte takes a called strike. And it's 0-2. So Kennedy went six innings, allowed five hits. Three earned runs, all on homers. A two-run homer from Hernandez and a solo shot from Arnold. Throw over to first is late. No walks and six strikeouts. Kennedy finished his night with back-to-back 1-2-3 innings in the fifth and sixth. Tip of the cap to Kennedy. Pausing the pitch to Aponte. Misses outside. Close, but it's ball one. Call is challenged by Bradenton, and the call is upheld. So now the Marauders are down to their final challenge while the Blue Jays have all three. Good thing to have in your back pocket or pockets. Coming down the stretch. The 1-2. Aponte takes a cut and a miss on a high slider. He's out number one, down on strikes. In the eighth, second strikeout for McMillan brings up Edward Duran. Duran's 0-3 tonight, a rare night at least so far where he hasn't reached base. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch. Edward takes a called strike on a fastball at 92, and it's 0-1. 3-1 ball game. Blue Jays on top in the eighth. Beltre tiptoes off first. He's a threat to steal. The 0-1, he doesn't go, and the pitch misses low and away. One ball, one strike. We talked about Bradenton's stolen base game. 12 for 12 this week. The Blue Jays haven't run nearly as much. Stolen base here would really turn up the heat. On McMillan, there goes Beltre. Pitch misses up. Throw down is in time to get him. Well, that was the ideal pitch to throw on if you're the catcher Omar Alfonso. A fastball up and away. Caught stealing for Beltre. He's out number two. Count is two balls, one strike on Duran. Base is now empty. That's the risk-reward of trying a steal there. Two-one. Duran takes a called strike. 2-2. And now McMillan, a strike away from facing the minimum in the eighth. Tall right-hander, 6'4". Looks in for the sign. Now shakes. Now sees what he wants. Sets and chucks the 2-2. Durant pops it up. On the infield, behind home plate, Alfonso on the track. He leans into the Blue Jays dugout and snow cones it. Omar Alfonso with an incredible catch. Just enough leather to hang on. All right, we go to the bottom of the eighth. Blue Jays lead is still 2 runs, 3-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles, fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's the bottom of the eighth. Blue Jays lead by 2. And the first pitch to Braylon Bishop is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Kiner Leone back out there for the Jays, trying to protect a 3-1 lead, facing the top of the lineup for Bradenton. 0-1 pitch. Bishop pulls it high in the air, deep down the right field line, but foul. And just like that, it's 0-2. Leone took over for Fernando Perez last inning. 0-2. Bishop pulls it through the right side for a base hit. It's a leadoff single. And the Marauders will bring the tying run to the plate with no outs. Bottom of the eighth. 3-1 Jays. And here's Kiner Delgado. While we've got a moment, the final line on Perez. 6 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. First pitch to Delgado, tapper down to first. Perez gloves it, his only play is at first. He makes it. Smart play there, don't want to push anything. Take the sure out. That's as good as a bunt. Bishop up to second. Delgado retired 3 unassisted for out number 1. Jays 3, Marauders 1. Bottom 8. Omar Alfonso, 1-for-3 at the plate. First pitch, slapped the opposite way, into left for a hit. Hernandez comes up throwing. Bishop gets the stop sign at third base. That ball was hit just a little bit too hard to try and score Bishop. But now the heat is on. Men on the corners with 1 out for Esmerlin Valdez. Alfonso represents the tying run on first base. Valdez the go-ahead run at the plate. Bradenton pushing for a comeback in the bottom of the eighth, trailing 3-1. Valdez hitless tonight, 0-for-3. First pitch. He takes a called strike on a slider. It's 0-1. J.J. Sanchez, who's somewhat served as the Blue Jays' closer lately, warming up in the pen. 0-1 pitch. Valdez drills it high and deep down the left field line. It's gone. The Blue Jays' two home runs had them in front for 7 1/3 innings, but now a three-run homer from as Merlin Valdez puts Bradenton in front for the first time tonight. It's 4-3 in the eighth. It was a no-doubter. First pitch to Polanco, fouled back. It's 0-1. So all the runs tonight scored on homers. Polanco's last time, he belted a solo shot. Wind still blowing out towards center. The pitch. Polanco fouls it back. And it's 0-2. Now this Bradenton crowd is up for grabs. Leon trying to quiet it down in here. Either way, the Blue Jays are going to be down to their final three outs in the top of the ninth. 0-2. Polanco reaches out, gets a piece of it, flares it foul. Off to our left, out of play. Still 0-2. Leon nods at the sign from Duran. Comes back with the next 0-2 pitch. That ball is drilled, but Polanco is out in front of it. And thank goodness for that, because it had home run distance. But it's just another foul ball, still 0-2. Polanco 2-for-3 overall, also singled in the fifth. Leon's next 0-2, misses down and away. One ball, two strikes. So now looking ahead to that ninth, Christian Feliz, Alexis Hernandez, and Bryce Arnold. Two guys who have hit homers, and one guy who's second in the league in homers. So if we're going to play long ball, you can look at that. 1-2 pitch, a wave and a miss from Polanco. Oohs and ahs from the crowd as he missed on a slider. Leon with a nice bounce back, swinging strikeout, and there's two down. Three-run homer from S. Merlin Valdez is the difference here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Marauders now on top 4-3, leading for the first time tonight. First pitch to Sergio Campagna, called strike in the lower reaches of the zone. Campagna turns to Richie Arredondo and says, "Sir, I don't think that was a strike." 0-1. Called strike two. Campagna reaches to tap his helmet. But Arredondo says, nope, too late. Campagna instead takes time. He's behind 0-2. So Leon a strike away from ending this inning right here. The 0-2 pitch. Campagna swings and misses, and the inning is over. Some chirping between the Marauders dugout and Kiner Leon. The damage is done, though. Three-run homer from S. Merlin Valdez puts the Marauders on top 4-3. Blue Jays down to their final three outs when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym?
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. After a three-run homer from Esmerlin Valdez puts the Marauders on top, Landon Tompkins, who's among the league leaders in saves, is on to try and shut it down for Bradenton in the ninth. He'll face Christian Feliz to start. First pitch misses outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Tompkins with five saves and seven opportunities. That's second in the league. He's got a 3.44 ERA in 18 and a third innings. 1-0 pitch to Christian. Slapped the opposite way, but it fades out of play. One ball, one strike. All the scoring tonight has been done on homers. Two-run homer from Hernandez in the second. Solo homer from Bryce Arnold in the fourth made it 3-0. Solo homer from Polanco made it 3-1 in the seventh. 1-1, Feliz fouls it back. It's 1-2. And then, of course, the big blow. A three-run shot from Valdez down the left field line. Put Bradenton on top last half inning. So here we are, 4-3 in the ninth. It's 1-2 on Christian, the pitch. It takes upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Feliz 0-2 with two strikeouts and a hit-by pitch. Just need a base runner to apply pressure. 2-2, misses outside. Runs it full, 3-2. If Feliz gets on here, we'll probably see a pinch runner. First things first, though. The payoff pitch. Feliz takes outside. It's ball four. Tying run is aboard to open the top of the ninth. Let's see who the Blue Jays might pinch run here, and they're going to use Victor Arias. One of the team's best runners had the night off. Love having that option if you're the Jays. See if that speed becomes a factor. You certainly hope it does. So Arias pinch runs for Feliz, representing the tying run with no outs. At the top of the ninth, Blue Jays trailing 4-3. Here's Alexis Hernandez, and the first pitch is lined foul. Just past the reach of the first baseman Valdez. If he made that catch, Arias probably would have been doubled off. 1-1. Hernandez with that two-run shot in the second, his first homer of the year. 1-for-3 tonight. Righty on righty, the pitch. Misses low and in. One ball, one strike. The sun is set over Lecom Park. The lights have just taken full effect. It's been a quick ball game. Wind still blowing out towards right. Tompkins with the pause and the pitch. Hernandez taps it foul. Behind the plate, Arias dashing towards second base. He applies the brakes. One ball, two strikes. Bradenton 4, Blue Jays 3, top of the ninth. Bradenton has played 17 one-run games this season. Hernandez calls time. They are 9-8 in those one-run contests. 30 of their 42 games have been decided by three or less. The 1-2. Hernandez leans out of the way of a fastball at 96. Tompkins with the hardest velocity the Blue Jays have seen tonight. Two balls, two strikes. Tompkins, the 6'3" right-hander, native of Mississippi, out of Louisiana Tech. With a 2-2, Hernandez pops it up on the infield towards second base. Delgado is there. He makes the catch. As we're reminded how close we are to the street. So Hernandez is out number one. Blue Jays half of the ninth. They're down by one. Arias representing the tying run over at first after Christian Feliz walked. Bryce Arnold stands in now. He's 2-for-3 with a single and a homer. First pitch. Called strike. Fastball on the outside black. It's 0-1. Bryce busting out of a slump here tonight. Really put the cherry on top if he could get a knock here. 0-1. Arnold flies it into right. Sends Campagna back. He's under it in front of the track. Makes the catch. Arias tags and slams on the brakes. The Blue Jays are down to their final out. It's represented by Daniel Perez. Perez, the left-handed batter, is 1-for-3 tonight with a single in the fourth inning. Bradenton 4, DJ's 3, two outs, top of the ninth. First pitch. Slow tapper to second base. Delgado gobbles it up, throws to first in time, and the ball game is over. 4-3 win for Bradenton after the Blue Jays led for almost the entirety of the ball game. It slips away in the bottom of the eighth as Esmerlin Valdez belts a three-run shot down the left field line, and the Blue Jays have lost three consecutive games. We'll be back with the totals after this. Blue Jays fall 4-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. We're back at Leacom Park in Bradenton, where the Blue Jays have dropped a third consecutive game to the Bradenton Marauders, and tonight the most disappointing of all. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Bradenton Marauders. Four runs on seven hits, no errors. They leave five men on base. For the Blue Jays, three runs on six hits, no errors, and they leave five men on base. The winning pitcher is Garrett McMillan, who worked two innings in relief of Michael Kennedy, the starter for Bradenton. He allowed one hit, did not allow a run. He didn't walk anybody, and struck out two. The loss goes to Kiner Leone, who came on in relief of Fernando Perez in the seventh after Fernando struck out the first batter and then allowed a solo homer to Shailene Polanco that made it 3-1. Leon worked a scoreless end of the seventh, came back out for the eighth, issued a single to Bishop, then got an out against Kiner Delgado, allowed a single to Omar Alfonso, and then the big blow, an eventual game-winning three-run homer from Esmerlin Valdez down the left field line that put Bradenton in front for the eventual victory. Leon falls to 1-1. The save goes to Landon Tompkins, who allowed a leadoff walk to Christian Feliz. Victor Arias came on to pinch run. And then that was that, as the Blue Jays went down in order from there. And they cannot come back. They don't score in the final three innings for the second straight game after scoring in one of those final three innings in 14 consecutive games. So a really, really, really frustrating loss tonight for the DJs as they fall to 20-23. Now tied with Bradenton at 20-23. As Clearwater keeps on winning, you don't want to be pessimistic at this point in the year, but Clearwater keeps on winning. Blue Jays, and really anybody else for that matter, does not have a fighter's chance in the first half title race. That being said, let's look around the out-of-town scoreboard tonight around the Florida State League as we pull it up on the computer here. One moment as it loads up. All right. Florida State League scores tonight, starting with Clearwater. And right on cue, they lead 8-1 over St. Lucie, knocking on the door of their 30th win. They would be the first non-AAA team to win 30 games this season. Looks like they're well on their way. And by the way, the Blue Jays, with the loss tonight and a Clearwater win, would be 10 games back. Bottom of the seventh inning in Lakeland, the Flying Tigers lead 4-3 over Palm Beach. Bottom of the eighth in Jupiter, it's 1-0 Tampa over the Hammerheads. So a lot of pitchers' duels tonight. Somewhat of a pitcher's duel in Daytona, at least for the Tortugas. Excuse me, goodness. Running out of gas here at the end of the postgame show. Daytona leads 6-1 over Fort Myers at home, going to the eighth there. That's the Florida State League. As for the Toronto Blue Jays and their affiliates here tonight, starting with AA New Hampshire at home against Somerset. They trail 5-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning. High A Vancouver will get going against Hillsborough at 9:35 Eastern Time. FCL Club in action today. They fall to 4-11 with a 3-2 loss to the FCL Tigers. AAA Buffalo drops another game to St. Paul 7-4. The Bisons are now 26-23. And that wraps up the look at the minor league system. As for the big league club tonight, playing game number two of a four-game set this weekend in Detroit. And it's not going great. Detroit leads 6-0. Middle of the seventh, might take a big comeback for the Blue Jays to win that one. Alec Manoah started tonight. Let's look at his final line after an outstanding start his last time out. Manoah with 4 2/3 innings tonight, 4 earned runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. He allowed 2 home runs. Big part of the reason why Detroit leads 6-0 over the big league club through 6.5. So that's the look at the out-of-town scoreboard tonight. Looking ahead to tomorrow here in Bradenton, game number 5 of the 6-game series. 2 right-handers going at it in the pitching matchup. Nolan Perry goes for the Jays. He's got a 1.24 ERA in limited action so far this year. He's had a short leash. I imagine he'll probably work on a short leash again tomorrow. He'll be opposed by Kristen, trying to read my own handwriting here. We'll look to the roster. He'll be opposed by Christian. Now we've got to look at the game notes. Bear with us here. Christian Curtis goes for Bradenton. He's got a 5.93 ERA against Perry's 1.24 ERA. We'll get started same time, same place. 6:30 first pitch here at Lecom Park. Our coverage begins with the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show at 6:15. We hope you can join us then, but until then, that does it for our coverage tonight in Bradenton. A somber night for the Blue Jays. They led for most of it, but in the end, they can't hang on. For everybody back in Dunedin, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Friday night. One more time, the final score. By virtue of a three-run homer from Esmerlin Valdez in the bottom of the eighth, it's the Marauders 4 and the DJs 3. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.